This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. He was christened in his parish church in Bonn, Germany, on December 17, 1770. And from that, we infer that Ludwig von Beethoven was born the day before, December 16th. This momentous occasion in musical history will be commemorated this December 16th, Sunday afternoon, at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center, with the Santa Fe Symphony's Beethoven Birthday Bash. And with us on the phone this morning is the symphony's music director, Stephen Smith. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you, Spencer.
There are three great works by the master on Sunday's concert: incidental music, a symphony, and a concerto. It's kind of standard concert format. However, this is not a standard concerto.
That's absolutely true. It's the triple concerto, of course, which I guess logically implies that there are three different soloists rather than just a single soloist. And it's actually a solo group comprised of a traditional piano trio, violin, cello, and piano. And it was a piece that was really kind of unusual in Beethoven's output, this idea of a concerto for multiple instruments, and hasn't been done all that much since. There are certainly other examples of multiple concertos, but for Beethoven, it was really a kind of a milestone. It, I think, exhibits the kind of scale of what we think of sometimes in the heroic period. The simple fact of having three soloists creates an almost inherent sense of a monument, because you essentially have to give the opportunity for all three soloists plus the orchestra to have their say with many of the themes. And how Beethoven does that is really quite fascinating. He lets each soloist take the four in different parts of the piece. So the cello, for example, starts out the third movement, the wonderful rondo, and the piano has a significant role in the first movement, and the violin is prominent in the second movement. So while they all play throughout and share the major material throughout all three movements of the piece, they do have individual moments where they come to more prominence.
And it retains that romantic notion, musical romantic notion, of the concerto soloist being a hero against forces represented by the rest of the orchestra.
Yes. What's interesting is that it goes a step beyond that metaphor, in that with the three soloists, in a way, they form a kind of mini orchestra from time to time, especially with the full body sound of the piano. So there are times when you have an almost back and forth discussion between two orchestras of slightly different sizes.
We should say one of the reasons that the triple concerto is not performed frequently is because it requires such virtuosity on the part of the soloists and teamwork, which is something that you were addressing in this concert by bringing in a piano trio.
Exactly, yeah. And I think for this piece, it's very helpful to have that sense of connectedness and continuity that an established trio does. And the Weiss Kaplan Newman Trio is a fantastic trio. They perform a wide variety of repertoire, but the Beethoven Triple is something that they have made a kind of specialty of. So we're really thrilled about being able to welcome them and share in their experience of the piece with our audiences.
Right, and they are also very well known for having performed all of Beethoven's piano trio cycle.
Correct, yeah. It's obviously a composer that they hold very dear, as do I.
Stephen Smith leads the Santa Fe Symphony in three works by Beethoven: the Triple Concerto, incidental music from Egmont, and the Symphony No. 7, Sunday afternoon at 4 at the Lenzic Center. For tickets, call 983-1414 or go to santafesymphony.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Stephen.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.